I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Libya, this is the moment to do what Wall Street used to call kitchen sinking. What's the word? I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Libya, this is the moment to do what Wall Street used to call kitchen sinking. What's the worst number we're looking at for the price of oil? And what oil? Is it Brent the Europeans count on, or is it West Texas that America counts on? Tom Keene of Bloomberg Surveillance is here because the number I'm looking at right now, Tom, just up on your site, is a note from Nomura Holdings looking at the credible number of 220 if production goes out of Libya and Algeria, certainly not a far-fetched scenario given the conditions in North Africa. 220, that cracks the economy. Is that correct, Tom?
Oh, no question about it, 220. I don't know the direct math into a gallon of gasoline, which is, I think, what your listeners measure by. Unless I know, I don't buy a barrel of oil, John, but, you know, it's got to be $5, $6, $7 a gallon gasoline. Yes, that would really slow down, if not toss the economy into recession.
Right now, we're looking at 350 and higher, and your conversations with Mr. Shork, as of 24 hours ago, a man who's very knowledgeable about the American situation with regard to our pipelines, our refinery capabilities, he pointed to an ugly summer. What does that mean, Tom?
Yeah, it was a wonderful interview, and Stephen Shork out of Philadelphia is an interesting guy. There's got to be one guy out there, John, that goes out and actually knows where every pipe is, every refinery, every storage bin in the country. Steve Shork's that man, and he is adamant that it's going to be a difficult summer because the East Coast is priced right now much more off European pricing, which is a so-called Brent oil, which today is $111 a barrel, much more than the West Texas Intermediate or NYMEX oil, which is $98 a barrel. So it's going to be a tough summer based on Shork's analysis, mostly because we're in a Brent world. Maybe that's the headline. We're in a Brent world, not a NYMEX world.
And let's make the distinction. Brent looks to Europe. West Texas looks to America, but America right now has a distribution problem, if I hear Mr. Shork correctly. There's a pool of oil in the center of the country coming from the pipeline from Canada, from the pipeline from the Gulf, and we can't get it to where we need it. Why not, Tom?
Well, there's real logistics involved here. I'm not an expert on it, but in Cushing, Oklahoma is where all things meet, and it's one part they can't get the oil in, and it's one part they can't get the oil out. Again, I'm not an expert on it, but it is a unique situation, and more than anything, every analyst I've talked to, John, makes clear that they've never seen this, that this bottleneck in Oklahoma is original. And the question I have is, should Brent in Europe be 98, or should NYMEX in America be the Brent price 111? Steve Shork is adamant that we live in a Brent world, right? And really right now the price of oil for Americans is about $110, $111 a barrel, not the 98 we've seen in the last 2 days.
You spoke with Mr. Alarian of PIMCO. This is Tom Keene of Bloomberg Surveillance, who talks to a whole lot of fancy people, and I'm always eager to catch up with Tom because I listen to his audio and his radio routinely on Bloomberg Radio, and I wish I had a Bloomberg to listen to you in real time, Tom, but your conversation...
We can arrange that, John.
Well, thank you, Tom, and the other part of my brain, too, but I'm happy to talk to you because your conversation with Mr. Alarian used a word that I'd not seen for some time, stagflation.
Yeah.
What is the risk?
What a pickup we got from that. Dr. Alarian mentioned that dreaded word. What is that, a Jimmy Carter phrase?
Yeah.
All over the world, emails, everything. It was just huge, huge response. First of all, there's no definition of stagflation. It's a word that's essentially been invented. You really don't teach it in economics classes, but nevertheless, we all get it. What it means is a little more inflation and a little less growth. What's interesting right now is we have good growth, not great growth. Maybe we'll have a little less growth, like going from 3% GDP to 2%. Excuse me, it's been a long day. No one talking about recession. But the real interesting point, John, is inflation. The inflation part, we're talking about going from 2 or 3%, maybe to 4%. Oil's going up, but a lot of other stuff, John, isn't.
We have now a excess capacity for refining, and it doesn't help us. We have an excess capacity in the Cushing, Oklahoma pool, and it doesn't help us. We have Libya, a completely unknown variety of the future. Gaddafi could blow the wells. He could cut the pipelines. Europe is not adequate right now for the answer. That leaves us all in an unknown situation. So we're seeing the market retreat a little bit, but not what I'd call a full-scale panic, given that we hit a 2.5-year high, I think, just last week. Let that be a warning to us not to brag over the weekend. But in any event, are you hearing large-scale panic, Tom? Are you hearing a retreat, say, of more than 5%, down to 10% in a bear moment?
Well, I'm not going to predict a correction or a bear market across any of the asset classes. I will suggest that I don't see panic. I see oil spiking directly based off the news, clearly Libya front and center, but other nations as well. And I see a lot of other things that should be moving with oil that aren't. And the number one is the dollar. The dollar and the foreign exchange markets have been remarkably calm through the last week of commodity surges. Gold at 1411 is getting up near record highs, but you'd think it'd be up at 1450. And we haven't seen that. So, yes, I agree, John. The markets have been remarkably contained given the information flow. I mean, to see, John, to sit on the TV set yesterday and to see that headline where Gaddafi was talking about going in search of other tribes, this is a remarkable news flow we're seeing.
This is Tom Keene. Now, the question right now of our economy, we were looking at some really good corporate numbers in the first quarter, and people were reporting that's why we hit that high. We are not, however, seeing a projection in the second half of the year that is anywhere near as rosy. Is this oil moment, this unique, this, I'll call it Black Swan Jr. that we're seeing in Libya, is that the question mark now, and can we look through it to the third quarter?
I think that it is an overlay on top of what were previous concerns about corporate earnings. The number one issue, the number two issue was the revenue build, where the revenue is going to come from, and are we going to see a good revenue build? And there's a lot of debate on that going into second, third, fourth quarter. But the real overlay is their costs are going up. And you really wonder down the income statement where the margins were going to be. And there was all sorts of anecdotal evidence of corporations dealing with price increases. And could they pass them on to the consumer? Could they pass them on to the end user? John, that's an immense mystery right now. It's sort of a Jack Welch moment to me back when he was running GE and he'd talk about how they couldn't pass on prices. No one knows now if they're going to be able to pass on prices.
Tom Keene for Bloomberg Surveillance, routinely 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.